Okay. I think we're just about ready to get started again. I see everyone at the table. I suspect we'll have some community members trickle in as we move forward. So I'm taking over again. The item two was completed as we walk through this list. I will, however, verify with all the parties at the table that to confirm that there were no outstanding issues on the list. We did go through what we had recorded, but we did want to make sure that we're all on the same page here before we move forward. So could we go around the table, starting with QIA, and just to hear if you could confirm that, please.
It's Jason, consultant with the QIA. I'd just like to confirm with NUB if they would like the QIA to provide whether or not our items are resolved or not, and if they are not, what information we still require, if there is a deadline they would like to impose upon that.
Thanks for that question. I think just talking to Dave and Teresa here, a couple weeks in terms of, we'll be talking other timelines in a moment or two, but in terms of for that material, I think a couple weeks hopefully is ample time for QIA.
Jason, thank you for with the QIA consultant again. Just for the sake of, I like dates. Couldn't we just call it February 1st? That would be 2 weeks as of tomorrow.
That would be fine, thank you.
If that's the case, then we have no other concerns with the outstanding issues.
Thank you, QIA. Moving on to Aboriginal Affairs.
We believe Table 2 accurately captures everything. And we will have some ongoing dialogue as part of the meetings planned for the first week of February, and perhaps some conversations later this afternoon, so the table is accurate.
Thank you, that's noted. Fisheries and Oceans.
We have no additional concerns from the table.
Thank you. Environment Canada.
No additional concerns beyond the table, thank you.
Thank you. Baffinland.
Thanks, Damien. It's Oliver with Baffinland. We have no outstanding issues.
Thank you, Oliver. Okay, well, in that case, I think... Okay, then I think that will conclude item two of our list this morning. As identified this morning, the next item would be the identification of interested parties for the hearing. Here, what we hope to do, I suspect many of you at the table will confirm that you do intend to participate in the hearing as well. We'll also look to our audience perhaps for some of their input with respect to there may be other groups that would be interested in participating in the hearing. So I'd again want to do a round table starting with QIA, and QIA may also have some comments with respect to community members from other community from other communities. I'm thinking Iqaluit, Hall Beach may have some submissions to make to the Water Board to take into consideration, looking to the hearings and who we should look to make sure we have at the table for the hearings. So QIA.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Nunavut Impact, we have informed Nunavut Impact Review Board that the communities which we mentioned yesterday, Arctic Bay, Panalit, Clyde River, Iqaluit, we've made a request to the new Water Board that these communities partake in the final hearing. And also, secondly, we have informed, we have mentioned that the hearing be held in Panalit. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Solomon. I would just follow up with a question. We've noted your point, Solomon. Perhaps I should have indicated as well or asked for some suggestions as to how QIA, at least in this case, would suggest to the board we look to include what mechanisms we should perhaps consider to include members of those communities. Perhaps if QIA would have some thoughts on that, we'd like to hear from you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Nunavut Impact Review Board, when they were conducting various meetings, the communities, when they're dealing with the environment, the and the water has always been mentioned, and it was also included in the conversations and dialogues. And according to the minutes, when we review them, perhaps we can gather some information which is pertaining to water usage, and also secondly, and I already mentioned the communities, and if they have any concerns, like they will probably want to refer them to Nunavut Water Board. Maybe does that answer your question? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you once again, Solomon. Perhaps another follow-up with respect to your answer. We'd look to you for some thoughts again on, in addition to those items which you've just indicated, if I also heard you say that one community, Pond Inlet, would seem to be the preferred location for the hearing. But in terms of engaging members of those other communities, I don't know if what you're trying to perhaps submit to the board here would involve having members of those communities also attend the Pond Inlet hearing, for instance, or if there were above and beyond reviewing minutes and other items, as you've just mentioned, if you did have another mechanism in mind whereby we could further involve them in the context of the upcoming hearing.
That's Joe Tigulega, I'll do the my English channel. As this process goes along with the Nunavut Impact Review Board, we have numerous concern with the communities that deal with directly with Nunavut Water Board, so that those concerns would be included taken out from the minutes of the meetings of the number of communities. And also, we are requesting to the Nunavut Water Board that the communities that we have, that, for example, Arctic Bay, Pawnee, the Clay River, Iglulik, be involved with this Nunavut Water Board final hearing.
Okay, thank you very much, QIA. We'll, looking ahead, we'll obviously do our best to ensure that we, to the extent that we can, look to involve members of those communities with by way of our, obviously our mechanism, and also in working closely with you and understanding what info you are collecting, and how we all work together to make sure that we get input from those communities. Yes, go ahead, Kiri.
Thank you, Chair. It's Jason, consultant with the QIA. I would just ask that the board give consideration to rules and procedures number 8.3 that states that the board may arrange for citizens from a community close to the location or affected by the application. And it's the board's opinion that it's necessary to give the regard and weight to the tradition of Inuit oral communication decision-making. That's the formal request of the QIA. And also in terms of formality, I'm not sure if I got the translation right or not, but I would want to state for the record that the QIA is an interested party. I'm not sure if in Solomon's first answer he was concerned with the communities, but do want to make sure that that is on the record.
Thank you, QIA. In fact, yeah, absolutely. I was aware of that, and in fact, I was trying to seek clarification on that front. But thank you. I think we have it now. Much appreciated. So thank you. Unless there's anything else from QIA, I'll move next to Aboriginal Affairs.
Thank you very much. Aboriginal Affairs will be participating in the final hearing. We have no opinion as to the location. We just ask that whatever locations are considered for the final hearing, that logistics and such be factored into the final decision.
Thank you, Aboriginal Affairs. And when you say logistics, you're thinking accommodations, travel, et cetera, et cetera? Or was there something specific that perhaps we've learned through this experience that you'd like to bring to our attention?
Well, in particular, intercommunity travel through scheduled airlines can be a challenge, depending on the days of the week, and also a lesson learned from the NURB hearing was, as part of the final hearing in the NURB process, is to ensure that there is ample time within the schedule for any type of presentations, comments from the communities.
Thank you. We'll take note of that. Anything else from Aboriginal Affairs? Thank you. Fisheries and Oceans?
Fisheries and Oceans Canada will be attending the final hearing, and as far as location goes, I can just echo and support Aboriginal Affairs' concerns about logistics and just the whole getting to places on time and having accommodations. Thank you.
Thank you. Noted as well. Environment Canada.
Environment Canada will be attending, and we support the ANSI's considerations.
Great, thank you. And Baffinland?
Thanks, Damien. It's Oliver Kern from Baffinland. We will be attending the hearings. our only suggestion would be that they occur in either Pond Inlet or Iqaluit.
We just wanted to make sure we had that on the record. Thank you to everyone at the table. I'm looking at members in the audience on this issue. We, as you can see, we just did a round table here seeking some confirmation for our purposes to know who will look to attend the final hearing. There may be members in the community here who would like to speak on this issue as they represent organizations or themselves to perhaps speak on this matter as well.
Participate, and we have no preference to community.
Thank you for that, Antia. My apologies. I should have checked on the phone. That's noted.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've been finally patiently waiting, and now we have a chance to speak. I have some comments to the last hearing. There is an upon the residents upon it really feel strongly about Mary River, for example, like it's close to our hearts, and if possible, and if we have adequate hotels rooms available, and if there's a final hearing, I'm requesting that it be held in Panelit. There are lots of people, members of the community, who will probably partake in the final hearing conference. If it were to be held in Iqaluit, if the final hearing were to be held in Iqaluit, then only few members of the community would participate in the conference because due to funding issues. So I want you to give that careful consideration, and therefore I'm trying to request that the final hearing conference be held in Panelit. So the members of the community can partake, because there are lots of members out there who are not here, but they really feel about the Mary River project. I just want to comment on that. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you. We've taken note of that. Anybody else? Yes.
One, two, two, six, seven, five.
Can you hear me? Ibrahim Kublu, Hamlet Councillor.
NERB hearing down in the Iqaluit as well, here in our community. It was very good thing that it was held in our community. I would like to suggest if it's going to be in, to avoid so many questions here and there, like A&D as said, to avoid so many questions. Maybe perhaps if the government and then corporation and associations could visit the communities in advance, maybe educating what role and responsibilities they have. Maybe that's how we could reduce the questionnaires from the public or the elected officials. I just wanted to point this out so in advance it could be more appropriate and less timing.
Thank you.
We've taken note of that as well, and thank you for actually saying your name. I'd encourage all other members of the audience just to continue doing that. Please identify yourself first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I apologize. I did not say my name first time around. I was rushing to say what I wanted to say. My name is Jacob Eskildukti, mayor of Pawninlet. I don't know when the final hearing conference will be held. And we're not sure whether the hearing final conference will be held in either Pawninlet or Iqaluit. If you find out, please inform the hamlet of Pawninlet. We would appreciate it very much. And also, I want to comment to Qikiqtani Inuit Association. And you are probably aware, QIA is probably aware of the upcoming events. So we would appreciate it if QIA would inform us in a timely fashion about upcoming events. To date, we hardly hear any news from QIA about upcoming events or proceedings in regards to Mary River issues. So we need to have a better working relationship pertaining to that, and that will be more appropriate by keeping each other informed. And lack of communication is always a problem, so we need to be better informed between QIA and the people of Pawninlet and the hamlet of Pawninlet. Thank you very much.
Thank you once again for those comments. Just in response to that, the hamlet will be receiving a notice of the hearing as soon as the board, the water board, has made a decision. We are here, we're collecting some input. The decision will soon be made and notice will be circulated. I'm not sure if QIA wanted to respond to the comment that was just made or not.
We will be notifying the hamlet as soon as we know the information, and I will. I think on my committee member would like to ask that too.
Julie Nashuk, and lastly, if there's going to be a final hearing in Pawninlet, then I know that the Mary River Project Committee will be participating. Mary River Project Committee will be participating if there's going to be a hearing in Pawninlet.
Okay, thank you for that. The floor is still open in the audience. Also, I'd like to hear at some point from perhaps the federal family. We have those at the table. There may be others who someone could speak to in terms of who we might expect to attend. Thinking in our can, perhaps. I'm not sure if anyone might have information or colleagues, but I just put that on the table. Yes, sir.
My name is Panel Sangaya. I am one of the elders in the community, and we will probably have some more questions when the final hearings take place. Our reasoning is some questions will arise during that time in regards because we were not anticipating ships to be traversing through our waters, but I heard like due to funding issues they want to start loading ore from Mount Inlet. We were already informed that only logistics and whatnot dock facilities would be built in Mount Inlet, but now we suddenly heard that they're going to be loading from Milne Inlet at the start due to funding issues. So that's definitely going to be a topic of discussion. And I think the residents of Pawninlet should be involved in the final hearing. And also, we will always try to participate with the Baffinland meetings, and because we're closest to the Mer River, and we want to be involved to the end. And like the people are getting also, we want to partake to the end and also be aware of the ongoing issues. Thank you.
Thank you for that comment. We, just for the benefit of everyone, again, we will talk in a few moments about the timing of the hearing. So we will hope for the community members to participate in that discussion. We are mindful that some times work better than others, and we want to make sure that we select a time that is fitting for community participation. I'm seeing at the table Ken Noor or Manik.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am Manik Dugar with the Northern Project Management Office, and in response to your question about other federal departments, the NPMO coordinates the federal participation, and I will be discussing with other departments like NARCAN to seek and to let the board know whether they will be attending the final hearings. Thank you.
Thank you for that clarification, recognizing in the audience someone else for a comment.
Thank you for conducting the meeting. So I would like to suggest, as an ordinary person, and the public wants to be informed about the proceedings, and in regards to the final hearing, we request that it be held in Panelet. It would be most appropriate, and the community, the land which we're referring to, it starts with PI, so therefore we want the community members want to be involved first, and also in regards to Mill Inlet, this is we just found out that they want to start loading ore from Mill Inlet, and we need further clarification. And if you're worried about logistics or hotel rooms available, maybe you can also stay with various government employees, and also the RCMP cell is always available too.
Thank you. It's always reassuring to hear that there are plenty of alternative rooming arrangements available in the community. So we'll most definitely take note of those. So again, thank you for those comments on this issue. We will get to timing momentarily. Were there other comments at this time? Oh, yes, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Inukino QIA liaison person. We would definitely prefer that the final conference be held in Panelit. And also the food we store at the freezer, we usually harvest them from that area, and also we harvest caribou from that region, Mer River region. Based on that fact, so we definitely want the final conference to be held. And if you'd be concerned if your refrigerator at your house would be impacted, so that's definitely, it's going to have an impact on our freezer. So if the final conference will be held in Iqaluit, then the various interveners, so I would want them to assist to ensure that as many members of the community participate if there's going to be a final hearing conference in Iqaluit, and also if they could assist with logistics and airline tickets. And that way we can spread out or try to utilize funding as much as possible. So if you can participate or assist us in that regard, thank you.
Thank you for the comment. Once again, we've taken note of that. Again, from the audience.
Yeah, we won't doubt.
Yes, David Kamanuk, Panelit resident. In regards to Panev Sangayo was making a comment, like he was one of the negotiators when they want to separate from NWT, and either when they were making a selection of the Inuit on lands, a lot of people in Panelit really wanted to name Mir River as Inuit on land. And if it were not identified as an Inuit on land, then there would be no meetings in Panelit. And perhaps the meetings in regards to mining issues would never have been considered. Like, we would not have been included if the lands in the Mary River region were not selected as Inuit on land by the residents of Panelit. The members of Iqaluit never considered Mary River to become a mine, so we would mine if you don't hold your conference in Iqaluit, because we're not represented by the people of Iqaluit, but QIA represents our interest, but we're not represented by other parties, so you have to listen to our concerns. Like, there are a lot of rooms available in Panelit. There are a lot of public housing units which are vacant. The government just pays for their rent. So please don't be concerned about logistics. Like, I'm also feeling very emotional. I apologize. Like, we don't want to be put in the back seat. You watch the national. Yes, this is a serious issue. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. One thing I can mention is we are here today. The board, when it made its decision to hold this meeting here, it did so under the thinking that it needs to be at the place and in those communities that are affected by the project. Those are the rules of the board, and that is how the board operates. We go through this practice of listening to submissions on where to hold the final hearing, but the board, again, is going to consider this in the same line of thinking. So it's the board's decision. We are its staff. We are collecting your input, and we will bring this to their attention. But the fact that we're already here today should give you some indication as to the board's previous thinking on this, who is affected by the project. So I thought I'd perhaps give you that bit of information for your consideration. Again, your comments are noted. Do we have other? I see. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Inuki from QIA. I had forgotten, so I want to repeat it. We Panelit people are always welcoming to us people. If you're short of room, I can say that someone can stay at my house. Thank you.
Your coordinates in the event we need to use another room, which would be an alternative to the jail. Are there any additional comments from the audience? We will talk again about timing momentarily, so there'll be more opportunities. Yes, okay.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Sam Eriak, an interim
Community Economic Development Officer here in Pine Inlet. You can correct me if I'm wrong on these comments, but I think there were changes that the ships would be traveling through the Lancaster Sound through Milne Inlet. And due to those changes, I believe that we are the most affected community because it will be right in front of us. The ships will be traveling through. And I believe the meeting should take place here. And there's a lot of difficult issues to deal with because it's not just traditional activities like HTO or local hunters, but there's also economic benefits to this. And due to our small community in Pond Inlet being a population of less than 1,500, the government can only give us so much money to deal with this issues. And I wish we could have more people participate in these matters to try to come up with a common goal, common issues. And if we had more money to do that, we would be gladly be participating more in these matters and have more common goals and comments. Thank you very much.
Thank you for those comments. Once again, we are taking good note of some of your input and some of your comments. Are there any other comments from the audience at this time? Okay. One thing before moving on, just in light of the comment that was just brought up, this is something that we've spoken about together here at the table earlier today and yesterday, but just for clarity, there was a change in terms of the project that was announced. Just for the benefit of the community, what we're doing here in the license application that the Water Board has before it for its consideration is the one that arises from the project certificate that was issued by the NURB, which is the project certificate that is of the project before the announcement. So as it stands, the hearing that is anticipated will be on the issues contained in that application. The NURB will have to go through its process with respect to the developments, but for the time being, what is before the board is the license application pertaining to the project certificate that is currently issued. So I just wanted to put that on the record so that that distinction is made. So unless there's anything else, we move to the next item on our list of for today. You may recall item 4 was considering whether amending the application for the purposes of clarification is desirable. So I'll direct this to Baffin Land to hear from them if any amendments to the application at this time are anticipated from your side.
Thanks, Damien. It's Oliver Curran with Baffin Land. We don't intend any amendments at this time.
Thank you. We took note of that. Next item is with respect to changes or additions to the normal Water Board hearing procedure that may be requested in anticipation of the hearing by any of the parties. In particular, if you there's parts 3 and part 4 of the rules of practice and procedure. If any changes are required from the viewpoint of parties, and also submissions you may have to make to the Water Board with respect to site visit. This is the opportunity by way of the round table for your input on these matters. We'll start with QIA.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Salman Abba, QIA. In regards to your first question, in regards to the Nunavut Water Board procedures and processes, we have no comment on that issue. That is one. And also in regards to your second question, whether we will have to go for a site visit at Mary River. We mentioned previously, it's okay if we don't go for a site visit, but we would prefer, if our beneficiaries ask us to do so, we would be able to go. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, QIA. Aboriginal Affairs.
Aboriginal Affairs sees no reason to deviate from the normal Nunavut Water Board procedures. And at this time, we do not believe a site visit is required in order to us to continue to execute our regulatory duties. Thank you.
That's noted. Thank you. Fisheries?
Fisheries notions... we've already been to site, so we don't need an additional site visit before the final hearing, and we have no need to any special requests or anything for the final hearing.
Thank you. That's noted. Environment Canada.
Environment Canada has also been to the site and has no need for any special changes. So, thank you.
Thank you. We'll go on the phone to NTI.
Thank you. This is Jeannie Haglock from NTI. I don't think we need a